Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about what MLM should I join. Stay tuned. All right, so I have this question that came in, and let's dive right into it. It says, hi, so I've been watching some of your videos on network marketing, and it brings back some memories. I'm glad. When I was in college, I was introduced to an MLM opportunity. I am definitely one of those who disappeared after 3 days. If you don't know what he's talking about, essentially most people that join MLM, they either quit or they disappear. They go into protection, witness protection. They stop picking up the phone. Once they find out that they have to do some very undesirable activity to try to build a business, they just kind of like just went, they just go MIA, okay? That's what he's talking about. So he says, I'm definitely one of those who disappeared after 3 days. It was hard. So, however, the way you talk about marketing and your methods of attraction marketing makes me feel like I can do it. Congratulations. I do feel like anybody can do attraction marketing, okay? I do feel like attraction marketing is the path of least resistance when it comes to building a business, and I do feel like it's the most, probably the most effective method of marketing that you can use in today's age of people having choice. People have choices, people have power of choice. People can, if you try to sell people at their doorstep, they can literally go on their phone on Google and Google your information, they Google your company information, they Google your leaders, your company founders information, and they can find things that may be undesirable or desirable, and they can make a choice. Unlike back in days, unlike 10, 20, 30 years ago, when really all they have is the magazine you hand them, right? So that was the whole point of giving people a magazine, because, you know, they say fact sells, something like that, right? Their whole idea of just showing them the facts in the magazine. Well, they don't have to depend on your magazine anymore. You better come to the table with something a little bit more effective, again, like attraction marketing. So that's what he's talking about. So I do feel like, yes, an average person, if they understand attraction marketing, the law of attraction, can do and undo anything in life with literally the least amount of obstacles and resistance. All right, so he says, I definitely don't want to ever have to stalk family and friends. I don't want to either. In your opinion, what MLM should I join? Are you actively building something, and why did you pick it? All right, so here we go. Somebody who is feeling, you know, like they can do it, right? And that's what we want, right? We want somebody that can feel like can become an entrepreneur. And now the question is, what MLM should he join? Okay, I have two types of answers to this question, and one of them is biased and the other one is generic, you know, and you get to pick whatever you want. Okay, so I want to be nice about it. I want to be nice to the topic, to the question at hand. I want to do it justice, but I also want to be honest. Does that make any sense? If that make any sense, right? So the first answer I'm going to give you right now is that it depends on your passion. You can literally go to MLMrankings.net, I think. Let me make sure that I know what I'm talking about here. I think it's a website that lists, let me find it, or mpros.com, okay? Or mpros.com. And another one, I think, is businessesfromhome.com. Okay, MLMrankings.com is a good one. Mpros.com. It's also another one, and as in nancypros.com. It's also a good one. You can see a list of MLM companies there. Another one where they always talk about, let me see, business from home. I think it's called business from home. Let's see. Yeah, businessfromhome.org is another website where you can, you know, you see consistent news about different MLM companies and things like that. Yep, exactly. All right, so this is where they share all the facts about MLM and network marketing. You want to find a company that sells a product or service that you are passionate about, okay? Something you're passionate about, okay? You want to find a company that sells or offers a product or service that you're passionate about, that you will sell even if you weren't making money, that you would share with the world, even if you weren't making any money with it. If you find something like that, I know it sounds kumbaya, but it's really the truth, okay? You want to find something you're passionate. I've been with companies where I wasn't passionate about the product, and it eventually crumbles. You know, my personal part of the deal crumbles even before the company crumbles. So because I just simply would not be passionate about selling it. And people can tell, people can feel it. That's the open of law of attraction. People can feel when you're authentic and when you're not authentic. So you want to make sure you pick a product that you're passionate about, okay? Something that you know, if they wake you up in your dream, you can talk about it, okay? If they wake up, like a lot of people right now, they're running after Bitcoins. A lot of people are running after whatever, you know, the crypto coins. You know, things are hot for moments in the industry. Generally, you know, people with pick-ons, at one point it was all about the flat tummy teas. At another point, it was all about the coins, the silver coins. At another point, it was all about the soaps and the sodas and the juices and the weight loss drinks, right? You know, I mean, there's all type of errors. But ultimately, the one that lasts longer is based on individuals, okay? And it's based on what you're passionate about, the product and service that you're passionate about. So if I were you, I would go to one of these websites, Empro, MLMrankings.com, Empros.com, or businessfromhome.org, and I will go take a look around the industry and see what's actually happening with the industry. This is a real industry that's highly regulated, and the idea that it's a scam is not, it's a fad, it's not reality, you know. However, it's not mainstream. Mainstream considers MLM in general, they consider it like, it has the negative stigma of a pyramid scheme, but it's not true. Obviously, it's the one of the most highly regulated profession in the world, okay? So that's definitely not true. So what I can tell you is go to one of those websites, or all three of them, businessfromhome.org, empros.com, or mlmrankings.com, and see a company that's offering what you have to do. Now, the second part of my answer is this, okay? No matter what company you're building, you need to learn how to market. Okay, doesn't matter if you're passionate or not, you need to learn how to market. The only thing is that marketing a product and service that you're passionate about is easier when you're actually passionate about it. But the skills of marketing is involved and must be involved in order for you to have success in network marketing. Does that make sense? It's called network marketing, not the other way around. It's network marketing. You have to market to build a network of distributors for a product and service that you're passionate about. So the marketing part of the piece of the puzzle is something that I'm very passionate about. I'm very passionate about the topic of marketing. And you can probably tell if you're subscribed to this channel, you see that I talk about marketing all the time because I'm passionate about it. So, and I think if you're gonna win in the game of network marketing, you have to be passionate about marketing, especially from an attraction marketing standpoint. In other words, you learn how to place ads out there in a way that attracts people to you, in a way that people run after you and not the other way around where you're stalking family and friends. Okay, you need to learn that. And that's why I chose the company that I work with, okay, the company that I've affiliated my brand with, and it's called Digital Auditude. That's the one that I'm at this point in time. But typically over the past 5 to 7 years, I've always been with a company that embraces marketing, especially online and digital marketing, and then I've been able to use that turnaround and use it to build other opportunities, because primarily I needed the skill of marketing, okay? So that's why I promote that. That's why I encourage people to go through that, because the best place where you can learn marketing is among a community of marketers, because you can see what everyone is doing, you can see what they're engaging, you can see what's working, you can see if solo ads is working, what's the best source of solo ads, what's the best way to do Facebook marketing, what's the best way to do YouTube marketing. You learn all of that stuff among a community of marketers. And most network marketing companies is not a community of it's not a community of marketers, okay? Most network marketing companies you can't really call them a community of marketers, because they are teaching them traditional stuff that frankly does not work any longer. Like making a list of your family and friends, 30 people, and then trying to sell those people probably only end up you losing some of your friendship, okay? That's not being professional, okay? There are better ways to do things nowadays in 2017 and beyond, and that's what learning digital marketing, learning internet marketing, as well as affiliate marketing, online advertising, learning how to leverage the internet and the mobile platform that I'm in fact using to talk to you right now, learning how to leverage that for your business is the key to succeeding in this time and age. And if you miss that, you missed it all, okay? So it's very, very important that you pay attention to that. So again, number one, a product and service you're passionate about, you can go to empros.com, mlmrankings.com, or businessfromhome.org to see the list of companies that are available out here and what's going on. And then the second part is that you want to be a part of a marketing community. And if you want to be a part of my marketing community, it's very simple. All you have to do is see the link on the screen. You'll be able to access my webinar, which is how to make $5,000 per month, okay? But really what I'm going to be teaching you inside is marketing, and you know, you get some more details about that once you get an insight into the but you need to learn marketing, bottom line. You need to learn marketing. There's no way around it. You need to learn and master marketing. But marketing is actually very simple. It's actually simpler than it used to be in the 60s. Back in the 60s and the 70s, you have to be a hard seller. You have to sell people. You have to be a closer. You don't have to be none of those today. You really don't have to, okay? It's a plus if you learn the skills of closing, but you don't have to, okay? You don't have to learn how to handle objections. What you need to learn how to do is marketing, okay? If you can do that, you figure everything else out by default, okay? So that's what I have for you. So again, go through my free masterclass. You see my free masterclass right there on the screen. Olatalks.com/mastermind. Go on inside. You'll learn how to make $5,000 in a month. You'll learn how I made $5,000 from one income stream in the past 30 days. So go through that, and I'll give you the same exact formula so you can copy and paste it into your own life. If you like this video, like what I've shared with you so far, give me a thumbs up. Share this with your friends and family, and please share your thoughts with me in the comment below. Your thoughts, your questions, share with me in the comment below, right below this video. And that's all I have for you. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.